Just like Mother Guru Bhakti was saying, you can come up to the door, the third door, but who is going to open the last door? Krishna has to open. So similarly, your performance is being watched by Krishna, but the prerogative is with him at the end, to whether to give you Krishna prema or not. So you may say, I'm not going to do it then. Then it's okay, you can suffer. It's either that or Krishna. But if you approach Krishna, he is going to test you. The reason he's testing you is because we all left willfully. We looked at Krishna as, you know, and we left. Now Krishna is like, right? You wait. I'll decide now. So that's what it is. He's testing us. So how to get the strength? The strength, according to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he told his disciples that when one serves the spiritual master with love and devotion, one will get plenty of strength in his heart. Okay, so that means serving Srila Prabhupada's movement, advanced Vaishnavas, your spiritual master. So all this will help you develop your inner strength. So don't take this process that is given by Srila Prabhupada for granted. We are so unfortunate because we don't even know how to place our faith. Right? Sometimes we place our faith in music. Some people, you know, right? They place their faith in heavy metal music like that. So that's like placing your faith in mode of ignorance like that. Or in ignorance we place faith like that. Or we place faith in our drinking. Yeah? Or if I drink, I'll be okay, you know. If I smoke, I'll be okay, you know. I'll feel, you know, a little bit strong like that, you know. I'll be alright. And then when we are in the mode of passion, we tend to put our faith on our senses. Basically, sensual enjoyment. We identify things that we want to enjoy and then we place faith in that. But then we find that what is, like Maharaj was saying, that that means you get some enjoyment and it goes away, mode of passion, like that. And then we also put our influence, our faith on goodness, where we tend to become very contented. Oh, nice food, oh, nice, I've got nice job, my children are nice, I am nice, my wife is nice, I'm okay, you're okay, everything is okay. But actually it's not okay. Yeah, so death is coming and you don't know Krishna still. So therefore, we in Krishna consciousness, we cannot have faith in this kind of modes. We need to have transcendental faith. Faith in Krishna consciousness. And that's very important. So how do you get this transcendental faith? You put your faith in, according to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, we have to put our faith in, not on the modes of material nature, but in the scriptures. Particularly bhakti scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? That means how often you listen to Srimad Bhagavatam? How often do you read the Bhagavatam? Actually, how often do you all touch Srila Prabhupada's books? That should be the question. So if you don't, then you are in serious trouble. We are not talking about jnana, we are not talking about astanga yoga or anything like that. We are talking about bhakti scriptures. So every day you have to make a plan to read Srimad Bhagavatam. So one time Sachinanda Maharaj says that he was having this major physical problem, pain and so on. So he had to do shoulder stand, he was saying. So when he does shoulder stand, probably he had hernia, I think. So when you do shoulder stand or something, it relieves the pain. So he said the pain was so much, so bad. But so at that time he was in a room where there were so many literatures around him. So then he took one of this, the Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam, and he said what actually the impetus for him to read the Bhagavatam was actually he saw Burijan Prabhu's book called The Unveiling the Lotus Feet. It's about the first four cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, where the commentaries of Acharyas, Prabhu has refined it and presented it in such a very nice way that when you read it, you can actually use it to study Srimad Bhagavatam. So then Maharaj said he was reading that, and then he took the first canto and he started reading it, and he said he was reading for 4 hours non-stop. He became so absorbed. And what it revealed is that when we put faith in the bhakti scripture, it takes you out of your body. So he practically didn't feel pain for 4 hours. So that's the potency of Srimad Bhagavatam. It can liberate you, it can take you back to Godhead in this life. You just have to put time into it. Right? You put so much time to get your green card and all those things. Now just put some effort to go back to Godhead. It's much more permanent than this green card, you know. You never know what the president would do, you know. So when in his commentary, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was saying that when Krishna, after his pastime and everything, when he was leaving, at that moment, as he was leaving the planet, he saw a dark figure descending into the planet at the same time. So he was thinking, what is this? Oh my God, this person is going to, you know, affect all the living souls. Of course he didn't say, oh my God, but something like that. The feeling was like, the Lord was feeling like that, you know. Oh, you know, this personality was descending into the planet. He was thinking he was going to affect all the living souls. So at that time, from himself, spontaneously, a personality came out, actually. And that personality is a Bhagavad Purana. And he descended into the planet to help them. So this is a famous verse in the first canto. Krishne swadamo bhagate dharma jnanadibi saha kalo nasta drishamesha puranarko dunoditaha. This Bhagavata Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. So this personality is also known as Pratinidhi Rupa, okay, which means he's a representative form of Krishna. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is a representative form of Krishna. So don't feel that, you know, it's not Krishna. It is also Krishna. The holy name is also Krishna. But we need to develop faith to understand that. Therefore, you have to place your faith in the scriptures. Make it a plan that you will read daily. And then you can follow some of those nice instructions that Srila Prabhupada gives in the purports. You can also know so many nice prayers. The prayers of Kunkunti, Bhishma Dev, Gajendra prayers, all these are very, very nice and unique prayers that you can offer to the Lord. You don't need to write your own prayers. It's already been done. You don't have to think you have to create your own prayers. Just like Mother Guru Bhakti was saying, right? If the bus is going and you're on a bicycle, you just hold on to it. So these prayers are like that. You use these prayers for your own benefit. Like that. So for the struggling individuals, there are many among us, you should not give up. Okay? Don't give up. It's a sad day when you give up. Right? So much effort is placed into trying to give you Krishna consciousness, but if you feel so much trouble, don't give up. Just come to the temple, associate with the devotees, and you will find that we will help you. First, we will start you off at a minimum. Right? not first day only we ask you to chant 16 rounds. If you cannot do 16, do 8. If you cannot do 8, do 4. If you cannot do 4, then it's difficult for us to help you also. You know, normally we tell people chant 1 round, 2 round, like that. But if you are initiated and so on, and if you are struggling, at least 4, then you double it, and you can, we can help you like that, you know. Of course, still, if you cannot do all the chanting, don't worry, we'll put you all to work in the kitchen or somewhere, washing pots and so on. Because then, cheto darpanam arjanam, you know, cleansing the heart, then it becomes easy to chant. Now remember, Maharaj was talking about the avidya, right? So we are all diseased, all of us. We have jaundice, all of us. So our tongue, avidya tongue, you know, so it's full of jaundice tongue. So we cannot taste. We really cannot taste. So how to therefore come to the standard of able to chant? If you listen to Srila Prabhupada chanting, you will see that he chants actually in a melodious way. Not in a very harsh way, but there's a rhythm to it. There's a melody to it. So in the same way, when you chant, you can chant in a melodious fashion also. And then you find that when you chant in a melodious fashion, the mind will not be agitated so much. Of course, you know, you can find out which kind of way you chant is melodious for yourself. It may not be for me if I hear it. So you practice something that you feel comfortable, that is melodious for yourself, like that. And so you can chant like that. Okay? If not, otherwise you really can't do things properly. The other thing is, as again Guru Bhakti Madhaji emphasized, you need to sit properly. Sit properly when you chant. Of course, if you cannot sit like old folks like us, then you sit on a chair. And if you are always disturbed, even if you are sitting, then at least walk. You know, if you still find that you are disturbed, then you need to see a doctor after that. Okay, so the other one that I want to talk about also, which was touched also by Mother Guru Bhakti, was Sambandha. This is about how we connect with Krishna during our chanting. You must have a relationship, otherwise it's meaningless. So it depends on your mood, your consciousness, and one time a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, what is the best way to chant Srila Prabhupada? He says, what's the best way, Prabhupada? And then Prabhupada said to him, if you learn to address, just like you are talking to me, you are addressing me. So it's the same way when you chant, you are addressing Krishna. So that means when you chant, you must have a relationship with Krishna. Somehow or other, you must, in your mind, you beat 100 times with a broomstick or a shoe. You make it understand that you are here to have a relationship with Krishna. So it means you need to beg Krishna to allow you to have a relationship with him. Because remember, we left Krishna. Therefore, there is a difficulty there. He will not allow us so easily. Okay? So you can practice this relationship by having a picture in front of you, chanting. Have a picture of Krishna. Or you can have a picture of your spiritual master, the Acharya, 6 Goswamis. Or you just sit in front of the deities, just like we have the curtains open, so that we can have a relationship when we are chanting. So and Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says that we should learn how to chant the sound vibration of the holy name nicely, right? That means pronounce properly. Don't be in a rush. Don't. It's pointless. If you want to rush, then don't come here, you know, like that. So. Now there is a story that this is also Sachinanda Maharaj gives. He talks about once about a poor man that he was pulling this boat upstream in the river. You know, normally you go downstream, but he was pulling it upstream. And so whilst he was pulling it upstream, he had to walk on the banks. He has a string, and it's difficult. And the banks, sharp stones were there. So as he's walking, he's cutting his soles and bleeding a bit. But he's working, and he does that every day. So one day it was too much for him. And so he shouted, Hey Nata, Hey Narayana, Hey Govinda. And he really meant it, you know. And then all of a sudden Narayana appeared in front of him. I said, My dear man, you called me. What can I do for you? He looked at Narayana and said, Oh, wonderful Lord, so glorious you are. You are kind to the fallen, so merciful, you know. Then he was saying, you know, you have created this wonderful universe, everything so nicely done. Why can't you make this footpath nice and smooth for me? I mean, the solution is correct, but it's for the wrong reason. So when we're trying to connect with Krishna, it must be for the right reason. We shouldn't try to have a relationship based on a wrong premise. The right premise is, I am a spirit soul, my constitutional position is in the spiritual world, what the hell I'm doing here? Right? So that have to be thought about very carefully. If you think like that, then a sense of relationship will develop in your activities like that. So when you chant without knowing about Krishna, then you will not get the real Krishna or the real name. You only get the shadow of the name. Now, this is a nice one I want to show you. Srimati Mataji in Vrindavan, she's been there for more than 30 years. She has a very nice realization, and you can look at this. And this is what she said. She had a stroke, a very serious stroke. And then after that, when Maharaj went to see her, it's paraphrased, so this is what she said. It took 30 years to understand the greatest obstacle to our advancement in Krishna consciousness. Our advancement in Krishna consciousness is when we chant without sambandha or relationship. We take chanting as a process, as a duty. Remember, mostly all of us are doing as a duty. We are not doing it because we want to have a relationship. Mostly we are all dutiful. On time, get up, Mangala Arati, everything is dutiful. Mode of goodness, but we have to rise above the mode of goodness also. As a ritual, some people think it's just, even after taking initiation, they don't understand this is not a ritual. As a sacrifice, but we do not have a real relationship with Krishna in the form of His holy name. If you really want to chant with the heart, we have to become more conscious. We have to change the way we see things. This is a paradigm shift. Nama and Nami. The name and the person whose name we chant is non-different. You got to put that in your mind. Krishna and His holy name are non-different. We have to get away from seeing the holy name as a bunch of syllables and understand this. Harinama is a beautiful dark cowherd boy known as Shama Sundar, who chose it to kindly manifest a transcendental blissful form of syllables. To make it simple, Lord is not something, or the Absolute Truth is not something. He is somebody. He is a person. Okay? So it's time for a kirtan. So to actually start this relationship, we need to seek the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Okay? There's one more thing I just want to add before we end, because The way we look at Krishna is we think he is a known stranger. You know what a known stranger is? It's like your neighbor. You don't know your neighbor, but you've seen the neighbor. So Krishna is like your known stranger. Oh yeah, oh Krishna, yeah, yeah. But when we chant, we don't have that connection with him. Okay? And then when Vallabh Bhatta, he wanted to describe his understanding of the holy name to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu simply replied this: I do not accept many different meanings for the holy name of Krishna. I know only that Lord Krishna is Shyama Sundara and Yashoda Nanda. That's all I know. I do not accept many different meanings for the holy name of Krishna. I know only that Lord Krishna is Shyama Sundara and Yashoda Nanda. That's all I know. I conclusively know these two names, Shyama Sundara and Yashoda Nanda. I do not understand any other meanings, nor have I the capacity to understand them. Can you see what he's trying to tell? Can you understand? The holy name is himself Krishna. Don't just chant in an impersonal way. Then you can never go back to Godhead. Might end up in the Garbhodaka ocean, but not in Goloka. So, oh, there's so many things to talk, but we have to end. I will stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Okay.